with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden signing into law a $95 billion war aid measure that includes assistance for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other allies. The president says the assistance for Ukraine will be sent out as soon as possible.
I'm making sure the shipments start right away. In the next few hours, literally the few hours, we're going to begin sending in equipment to Ukraine for air defense munitions, for artillery, for rocket systems, and armored vehicles.
Meanwhile, retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis says the Ukraine aid bill will not only help Ukraine push back the Russian invasion. He told the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt it will also boost the U.S. military industry.
Every dollar spent on that, of every dollar spent on that, Hugh, 90% of those dollars are coming right back to the U.S. defense industrial base. This is a classic win-win-win.
Stavridis says the aid will leave Ukraine for more able to defend against aerial attacks on its critical infrastructure. Also at SRNNews.com, at a news conference, Mayor Eric Adams says the city is working closely with the New York area schools to mitigate the Gaza war protesting crisis.
We should address this while it is just a spark. Let's not wait until it's a blazing fire.
Columbia University will allow students to attend classes virtually for the rest of the semester. Tennessee Republican lawmakers passing a bill that would let some teachers and staff carry concealed handguns on public school grounds. If Republican Governor Bill Lee signs the bill into law, it would be the biggest expansion of gun access in the state since last year's deadly shooting at a private elementary school. It happened in Nashville. This is SRN News. A new look at religion and politics.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the two parties' greatest strengths have to do with faith. For the GOP, its greatest advantage lies with evangelical Christians, 85% of whom support the party. Meanwhile, Democrats have a huge advantage with atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion, 70% of whom vote Democrat. In fact, only black voters are more loyal to the Democratic Party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The medical records of women will be shielded from criminal investigations if they cross state lines to seek an abortion. That's according to a new rule the Biden administration has just finalized. It's almost certain to face legal challenges from pro-life advocates and criticism from those who promote abortion and think that it doesn't go far enough. This is SRN News. Haiti's healthcare system is in near total collapse.
Hospital director Dr. Jacob Burns.
We were received, for example, around 700 patients last month in the emergency department, and about 10% of those were wounded by bullets.
The gangs are blocking roads and forced the closure of the main international airport in early March. At Haiti's largest seaport, containers filled with much-needed supplies remain stuck. I'm Donna Water.
Japan's first moon lander has survived a third freezing lunar night. Japan's space agency said after receiving an image of the device 3 months after it landed on the moon, confirming it had survived another weeks-long lunar night. Temperatures can fall to a minus 170 degrees Celsius during a lunar night and rise to around 100 degrees Celsius during a lunar day. More details at SRNNews.com.